Here's a slide that we've seen a couple of already. We've seen this for ANOVA. We've seen this for chi-square, and we've seen this for correlation. And here it is for ANOVA. Remember the game we play. Is the relationship in the sample strong enough to conclude there is a relationship between the variables in the population? Please remember, it is a conclusion. It is a decision based on probabilistic evidence. It's not proof. It's not truth. It's not right or wrong. It's a conclusion. When you retain the null, you are concluding the mean differences between these groups or conditions in the sample is not large enough to allow me to conclude there's a mean difference between the populations they represent. A null for an ANOVA means the sample means are so similar that the population means are probably the same. If we reject the null, we are concluding, again, a conclusion, a decision, a choice on our part. The mean difference between these groups or conditions in the sample is strong enough to allow me to conclude there's a mean difference between the populations represented. So the sample means are big enough in their difference to conclude that the populations have different means. When you're doing ANOVA by hand, just once. Well, I'm sorry, this is the computer. When you're doing on the computer, which you'll do most often in lab, and what you'll see on the exam and most of the pink things, you get a p-value. Once you get a p-value, you know what to do. The rule's the same. Whether it's correlation, chi-square, and ANOVA, the rule's the same. If p is less than 0.05, reject the null, decide the variables are related. If p is greater than 0.05, retain the null and decide there is no relationship. If you do things by hand, you will have an obtained value that you calculate and a critical value that you get from an F table. And the rules for ANOVA are just like the rules for chi-square. If the obtained is larger, reject the null. If the obtained is smaller, retain the null. The decisions, doing them by hand or on computer, will always be the same. How do we ensure that? Well, the critical value is the value for exactly a p of 0.05. If p-value is less than 0.05, the obtained is going to be bigger than the critical. It works that way. They are always consistent. There's no fluff or anything unless we manage to screw up the hand calculation.